All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Gunmala Kapoor. The headlines. Campaigning in full swing for last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu stresses need to strengthen multilateral trading system. India and Iran to discuss impact of US ending waivers on import of Iranian oil in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at G20 summit in Japan next month amid escalating trade war. And the Cannes Film Festival begins today in France. Campaigning is in full swing for the seventh and last phase of the Lok Sabha elections. 59 constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory will go to the polls in this phase on Sunday. Voting will take place for 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and a lone seat of Chandigarh. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding multiple rallies in different parts of the country to win voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address rallies at Buxar and Sasaram in Bihar, Balia in Uttar Pradesh and Chandigarh today. In Bihar, leaders of various political parties are campaigning in the state for this phase. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold election rallies at Buxar and Sasaram in Bihar. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will share the dais with Prime Minister at Sasaram and LJP Chief Ram Vilas Paswan at Buxar. Nitish Kumar will also address election rallies at Maner in Patna and Ekangar Sarai in Nalanda. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad will address people at Rohtash, Jahanabad and Patna. Rashtriya Lok Samta Party Chief Upendra Kushwaha will hold multiple rallies at Karakat. Congress leaders and Hindustani Awam Morcha leader Jitan Ram Majhi will also seek votes in favor of the Grand Alliance. With the report of KK Lal from Patna, Gulshan Rawat, AIR News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, political parties have intensified campaigning for the remaining 13 parliamentary seats which will go to the polls. Our correspondent has filed this report.
BJP senior leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a Vijay Sankalp rally in Balia today. Other BJP leaders including Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rajnath Singh and VK Singh will also campaign at various places including Mirzapur, Ghazipur, Kushinagar, Gorakhpur and Bansgaon. SP President Akhilesh Yadav, BSP Supremo Mayawati and RLD Chief Ajit Singh will address a joint rally at Salimpur constituency in Devariya. Congress leaders including Pramod Tiwari, Hardik Patel, RK Chaudhary and Nasimuddin Siddiqui will address meetings at Maharajgan, Gorakhpur, Salimpur, Chandoli and Devariya. MS Yadav, AIR News, Balia.
Our Bhopal correspondent reports that the remaining 8 seats of the state will go to the polls in the last phase.
Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings in Neemuch, Ujjain and Khandwa today. On the same time, Union Minister Narendra Singh Tomar in Khandwa and BJP State President Rakesh Singh will hold meetings in Jawara and Badanagar. BJP Vice President Shivraj Singh Chauhan will campaign in Khandwa, Khargone and Dewas Lok Sabha constituencies. BJP President Amit Shah is also reaching for campaign in Dhar and Jhabua on May 15th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra were also in Malvanchal yesterday. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
BJP President Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in Kolkata this afternoon. In Himachal Pradesh, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will hold a rally at Sundar Nagar in Mandi district today. Party leader Raj Babbar will address a public meeting at Tiog in Shimla. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Suresh Prabhu has stressed the need to address conflicting interests, motives and ideologies to strengthen the multilateral trading system. Addressing the World Trade Organization's ministerial meeting of developing countries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Prabhu said, the multilateral trading system is a collective responsibility and the countries have stakes in it. He said the principles of non-discrimination, predictability, transparency, the tradition of decision-making by consensus and the commitment to development are too valuable to lose. Mr. Prabhu also said, it is essential that the collective view of as many developing countries as possible is formally articulated in their submissions on WTO reforms. Foreign Minister of Iran, Mohammad Javad Zarif, will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj in New Delhi today. Sources said the talks will primarily focus on the impact of the US ending waivers on import of Iranian oil and on ways to deal with it. Both leaders are expected to discuss the latest developments pertaining to the Iran nuclear deal, also known as a Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Mr. Zarif arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. Speaking to media at the airport, Mr. Zarif said, India is one of the most important partners of Iran and both countries have regular consultations on various issues. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Tehran in May 2016. During the visit, India and Iran signed nearly a dozen pacts, centerpiece of which was an agreement on development of Chabahar port. Later, India, Iran and Afghanistan signed a trilateral pact providing for transport of goods among the three countries through the port. The world's third biggest oil consumer, India, meets more than 80% of its oil needs through imports. Iran is its third largest supplier after Iraq and Saudi Arabia and meets about 10% of its total needs. The US had told India and other countries to cut oil imports from the Gulf nation to zero by November 4 or face sanctions. Anupam Mishra, AR News Delhi.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4:05 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit at Osaka in Japan next month amidst the latest escalation in trade tensions between the two countries. Trump expressed hope that his meeting with Xi will be very fruitful. China yesterday increased tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods in a tit-for-tat to the U.S. move to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. After the near collapse of trade talks with China, the U.S. on Friday imposed punitive duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, raising them to 25% from 10%. Chinese retaliation came hours after the U.S. president warned China not to impose retaliatory tariffs on American products. In Sri Lanka, at least two people were killed and dozens of shops burnt in anti-Muslim riots since yesterday following the Easter Sunday attacks. Overnight curfew was imposed countrywide following reports of violence in several districts north of Colombo as mobs ransacked mosques and business establishments of Muslims. Police had to fire tear gas at several places to disperse the mobs. A report.
Mobs went on the rampage at several places in districts north of Colombo as several dozen shops were burned. There were several complaints that police and security forces failed to control mob at several places. The attacks have brought back the memory of 1983 riots when Tamil minorities were targeted in Colombo. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said country would be destabilized if racial conflicts emerged. Opposition leader Mahinda Rajapaksa took on the government for failing to control the situation and called upon people to prevent another 1983. Parliament Speaker Karu Jayasuriya said future of Sri Lanka will be decided by the way people behave in next few days. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
One of the most prestigious international events from the world of cinema, the Cannes Film Festival, will begin today in France. American director Jim Jarmusch's zombie film, The Dead Don't Die, will be the opening movie at the 12-day-long festival. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Amit Khare, who is leading the Indian delegation at Cannes, will inaugurate the Indian Pavilion tomorrow. The pavilion will showcase Indian cinema across linguistic, cultural and regional diversities. The Indian delegation will also release a special poster to mark the Golden Jubilee of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2019. The delegation consists of the Central Board of Film Certification Chief, Prasoon Joshi, and noted filmmaker Madhur Bhandarkar. Back home, the 11-member central team led by the Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Vivek Bhardwaj, visited different places in Puri and Khurda districts of Odisha to assess the damage caused by Cyclone Foni. Our correspondent reports that the team is on a three-day visit to the state to assess the damage caused by the devastating cyclone.
Another team led by Power Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla along with Additional Telecom Secretary Anshu Prakash met the Chief Minister Navin Patnaik last evening at Bhubaneswar and discussed the progress of power and telecom restoration work carried out in the cyclone-affected areas. Mr. Anshu Prakash said, within the next 7 days, mobile services shall be restored in all cyclone-affected areas. Regarding restoring the power supply in Puri and Bhubaneswar, the Power Secretary said, the work is going on a top priority basis. SN Patnaik, AIR News, Sambalpur.
The independent Indian satellite based on a positioning system called NAVIC, developed by the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, has helped Indian fishermen to precisely locate the availability of fish on the vast seas and to get updates on extreme weather conditions in their mother tongue. The former chairman of ISRO, A.S. Kiran Kumar, informed this while presenting a lecture on the occasion of National Technology Day in their National Aerospace Laboratories in Bengaluru yesterday. He said the NAVIC positioning system developed within the country has helped fishermen save 10 to 20 crore rupees annually on fuel and other logistics. Indonesian Coast Guard ship Bakamla Tanjung Datu has arrived in Port Blair along with a high-level delegation led by First Admiral Eko Murwanto. The aim of this goodwill visit is to enhance bilateral cooperation between the coast guards of the two countries. The ship KN Tanjung Datu is a patrol vessel. During the stay in Port Blair, various professional exchanges, including tabletop exercises and sea exercises, will be conducted for enhancing domain expertise of personnel from both coast guards. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has questioned former ICCI Bank chairperson Chanda Kochar in connection with the Videocon loan case. She appeared before the ED along with her husband, Deepak Kochar, yesterday, and both were quizzed for more than 6 hours. ED sources said the questioning was focused around the loans given to Deepak Kochar's New Power Renewables by corporate companies, the Videocon Group and others. Defence Research and Development Organisation, the DRDO, conducted successful flight test of ABHYAS, high-speed expendable aerial target from interim test range Chandipur in Odisha yesterday. The flight test was tracked by various radars and electro-optic systems and proved its performance in fully automation ways point navigation mode. The performance of the system demonstrated the capability of Abhyas to meet the mission requirement for a cost-effective, high-speed expendable aerial target. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Taneja.
Thank you, Gudmala. Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao meeting DMK President M.K. Stalin in Chennai is the lead in several newspapers today. The Hindu reports Stalin remains unswayed by K. Chandrasekhar Rao on ties with Congress. The Hindustan Times highlights KCR pushes for national role in post-poll scenario. The Pioneer reports SC to hear today the bail plea of BJP leader on Didi's morphed picture. Priyanka Sharma challenged her arrest for allegedly sharing a morphed photo of West Bengal CM. The Indian Express highlights stubble burning rises with delayed harvest of wheat crop and pollution control board officials deployed on poll duty. The Tribune reports quoting a draft report of the Central Groundwater Board that Punjab will be rendered a desert within 25 years if the exploitation of its underground water resources continues at the current rate. And finally, the Times of India reports that scientists from King's College London in the UK have developed a gene therapy that can induce heart cells to regenerate and repair the damage caused by a heart attack. And with that, it's back to you, Gunmala.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning in full swing for last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu stresses need to strengthen multilateral trading system. India and Iran to discuss impact of the US ending waivers on import of Iranian oil in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at G20 summit in Japan next month amidst escalating trade war. And the Cannes Film Festival begins today in France. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And with that we end the morning news. Have a nice day.